The first part of the new regulations, a limited entry-style permit system, goes into effect next year. Starting in February 2011, guided anglers will only be able to fish for halibut aboard a limited number of charter vessels that have the federal halibut permit. Eligibility for a transferable or non-transferable permit is based on a few years of past participation in the fishery. NIMS Fisheries Management Specialist Rachel Baker says the agency anticipates issuing the first batch of these permits by the first week in December.
There are, however, still a number of claims and appeals, and we are trying to deal with those as expeditiously as we can. The other thing people will probably be wondering about is transfers, and hopefully at the same time as or shortly thereafter that we start issuing permits, the transfer forms will be available, so people would be able to start planning for the upcoming season and if they need to transfer permits and those sorts of things. They can check the NOAA Fisheries website for the latest on that.
The new regulations are aimed at better managing the catch of halibut by guided anglers in Alaska, particularly in Southeast, where the fleet has been exceeding its guideline harvest level, or GHL, each year. For 2010, the State Department of Fish and Game projects that Southeast charter harvest was just under 1.3 million pounds, nearly half a million pounds over the GHL. NIMS expects to issue a total of 502 halibut permits to about 231 charter businesses in Southeast, roughly 69% of those permits would be transferable, meaning they could be sold to someone else. In its analysis for the program, NIMS projected that about 43% of the Southeast charter businesses that were active in 2008 would not qualify for a permit. That means fewer vessels fishing. However, Baker says NIMS did not expect that limited entry by itself would be enough to keep the fleet from exceeding the GHL in the future.
Our analysis that we prepared for the permit program did not assume that the permit program by itself would result in significant decreases in charter harvest. And the reason we said that was because there's quite a bit of flexibility in how operators can use these permits. Not everybody was operating to capacity on every trip. It's possible under the permit program people could take more trips in a year than they did in the past and those sorts of things.
Along with limited entry, NIMS is still working on the draft regulations for the catch-sharing plan, which the North Pacific Fishery Management Council approved a couple years ago. Under that plan, the International Pacific Halibut Commission would set combined limits for the commercial longline and charter sectors in Southeast and South Central. Currently, the commission just sets the commercial sector catch after subtracting other removals, including the projected charter catch. Under the new program each year, fishery managers would use special size and bag limit restrictions to try and keep the charter catch roughly within 14-17% of the overall limit for both sectors. The large majority of the harvest would still go to the commercial longliners, whose catches are already restricted under individual fishing quotas. With catch sharing, charter operators could lease some quota share from the commercial sector in order to lessen restrictions on their clients' catch. Baker says NIMS hopes to put out its proposed rule for the catch sharing plan in early 2011.
What a proposed rule is just what it sounds like. We propose regulations for the catch sharing plan, and then the public is invited to submit comments on that proposed rule that we then consider as we develop the final regulations that we then present to the Secretary of Commerce for his consideration on whether to approve the rule or not.
If the Secretary approves the plan, Baker says NIMS wants to implement it in time for the Halibut Commission to use it in deciding catch limits at its annual meeting in January of 2012. In Petersburg, I'm Matt Lichtenstein.